rock and roll music, libertarian talk. Rock and roll,
broadcasting worldwide via the internet out of the region formerly known as the United States, now known as FEMA Region 4, Dalton, Georgia. You're listening to the Rockroll100FM.com's podcast, The 8th Year Show. And now here's your host, Anthony Stone. Hell yeah.
I am recording this segment for a future podcast. Not sure where or how to fit in. And that is my security camera here in the background. I sort of had it on. You know, traffic going by on the highway. I watched two documentaries this morning. Two documentary series, both on Netflix. And one of them, and I'll have to get the name of it. It's called Wormwood or something like that, I think. It documents a scientist who, in 1953, I think it was, November 28th, jumped out of a window and killed himself. And his family sought to get the answers for years and years, even afterwards. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, because in June 10th of 1975, about nearly a month and something before I was born, they did a TV report about the CIA and their operations and their attempts to spy on the public. And that was 1975 when that was reported, and that was a newscast. But you know, the silly thing about all this, and he's not here for me to throw it up at him, but a few years ago, I was sitting here in a lecture from my father about InfoWars and about how I never heard any of this stuff till he come along and all this other stuff, and about how he's just lying and stirring up the public against America and all this stuff. And I told him, he's just reporting the facts. He's just reporting their white papers and stuff. But that report was from June 10th, 1975. So that was 42 years ago. So you see, next year it'll be in about 6 months, and now it'll be 43 years. So, this stuff was being reported back then. It looked like a newscast anyway. I don't know if it was a dramatization, but it looked like a real newscast. But anyway, just a very... I only watched one part. And then the second documentary, and I can't tell you its title. Oh yeah, it was called Dope. It's on Netflix as well. And it's about drug dealers. It's about drug buyers. It's about the police, the people in the drug war. That was a very interesting documentary as well. And I only watched one part of it too. So I'm going to try to watch the entire series, because as you know, my last podcast was about the subject of marijuana, about the legalization. Now this was about another drug that's a real problem, called heroin. And about the junk they put in it that kills people. And these drug dealers, they don't even know what they're doing. They just buy up pills and mix them together and try to get a big high. They try to get what's going to get the biggest buzz. And they just keep experimenting. And if one thing don't work, they just put a little more. So, that is the crux of the show. They was talking to several drug dealers, and then they talked to some that was living in a vacant house, and they had a drop cord for power, and they'd do anything to get their $10 to get their hit. So it was very interesting, but it gave me a spin on, you know, I don't know if people else knows this is a night that you always have your vehicles riding around. I don't know if anybody's ever noticed that or not. I sure have paid attention. And I've often wondered what you got to do to be running around so much. And it kind of puts a new spin on it, because that's what these dealers did. They all had a row, and they would, some would even stand around and just holler numbers when they'd see the police cars coming. Like there, that particular was 12, I think, and they'd made some changes to it, so that's probably not accurate. They said the names and the stories and the people had been changed to protect the innocent and the guilty. So 12 might not have been the real number, but whatever the number is in the street they would call, that boy's job was to stand on the corner and watch for cops, and he'd yell out the number when he seen them. So it goes to show why they're always on Netflix's butt. Because Netflix kind of deals with subjects that they don't want, that the mainstream media doesn't want to deal with. So that's why we got to keep the internet free. That's why we got to keep it open. Because Netflix was born on the internet. It's on streaming devices and TVs and everything else by now. But in the old days, it was started out as a website that streamed some movies and you could rent DVDs. Mainly was a DVD rental service. But in the show, the drug dealers were constantly riding around, and I've often wondered about these coots that ride around all the time. You gotta wonder where they gotta be so much all the time. And you know, they have brought the illegal aliens here in this town. So our town's not the same as it used to be. And unfortunately, we got a lot of them Houstonians and stuff when the hurricanes hit, and you can tell the difference. I mean, I can tell just by listening to the traffic. It's different. It's a different tone. It's a total different tone. And despite what they say in that newspaper, this is a sanctuary city. It always was a sanctuary city. And I wish to God, back when I bought that little pen camera that I was taking pictures with, back in 2004, because that sign was still up back then. I wish I'd took a picture of it. But unfortunately, I can't go back because they've removed the signs. It used to be posted on the bridges and stuff around here. I mean, you could read the city that they were sanctuary city. Now, I think it was in Georgia. I think it was in Georgia, the country Georgia of Russia, that the sanctuary city was. But the point of it is we were a sanctuary. And you know we was a sanctuary to the Mexicans as well. Because they just brought them in here by the buttloads. My father even witnessed them bringing them in. They didn't say nothing until 20 plus years later. And I told him, I said, well, you should have reported them. Well, I wasn't going to do that. Lose my job. I said, well, you should have lost your job. I said that you'd been better off than letting that go on. Because I would have turned them in. Because that's one of the things that got me into this fight, was the illegal aliens. And it all stems, and I've said it before, one tried to run me over. And I said, this will be the last time you run me over, because I'm going to fight you people from now on. And I've fought ever since. Back then, I sponsored the anti-illegal immigration groups. It used to be one that was made up of some legalized Mexican citizens, by the way. I even joined them, even though I wasn't a Mexican. Because it's not about race. It's not even about nationality. I don't even really hate other countries. God had a place for all of them. There's some countries that I like less than others. And some I would probably, if I was in charge, I'd probably deal with. Like that little fat man in North Korea. But other than that, God had a place for all this stuff. But it's the point that this is America, and if you want to come here legally and come here the right way, and come here and speak our language and come here and be an American citizen. And don't run over all the people that was there before you. And don't sell me the side story about how the Europeans and the Indians, because the Indians were twice as worse as anything that we did. They used to eat. Some of them Indians would eat their opposing tribes. Some of them were cannibals. They were all running all over each other, and it's probably just, you know how it works. It's reap and sow. It's reap and sow. They were going around doing all this stuff to each other, and then God sent them some Europeans to do them the same way they was doing others. I get so sick of the, everybody is sacred, but the, and I'm not damning the Indians, I got Indian in my blood. But everybody's sacred but the white man. The white man's the evil entity on this planet, and that's not true. It was a black king that was selling those slaves to white people. It was also the Arabs, by the way. They're brown skinned too, most of them. Some of them are white. Most of them are brown. So it was brown and black people that was selling those slaves to those white men. That's something they forget about. That's something they don't want to talk about. There was also Irish slaves, white slaves. They called them rednecks. That's the reason. Because they keep them out in the sun. They burn them and their necks would be red. That's the real term of the redneck. And it's a racial slur just like the N-word. But yet, they're allowed to go around. And we all caught that. Like I even call redneck white trash at times. Some of these white trash people. But really, I shouldn't really tag redneck to them, because every redneck ain't white trash. Some rednecks just love the South. Parts of me is probably redneckic. I have redneck roots, but I don't consider myself a redneck, because when I was born in the city, and that is basically the crux of the documentaries that I watched, and I just wanted to touch on it, and I hope it's recorded. I'm going to have to listen to it and see what it sounds like. As I was just discussing in the first half of this podcast, I was discussing about the illegal aliens and Mexico and America, and this ain't really a new problem. The Mexicans was trying to invade on the Indians. I thought about that. I thought about some of the articles I discovered on the internet from the 1800s about how the Mexicans was coming across and killing and taking, stealing children and raping wives and raping women and taking the, and killing the Indian males and putting their heads up on posters and all this stuff, just like they do today at the border. So this invasion from Mexico wasn't just something that just started. It's always went on. Just like I was talking about the savagery of the Indians and how they did each other. And then they want to complain and mope about white men. And one could say we're doing the same thing by complaining and moping about the Mexicans. But the difference is we the people ain't making that decision. It's a bunch of idiots that's made that decision. It's a bunch of Democrats who, and some Republicans, who want cheap labor. They want slavery. Cheap labor is the same as slavery. And they want to flood us so they can get the votes. That's what it's really all about. It's really about the votes. Because they can talk these dumb people into voting for them, because they think they're going to give them everything they want and they're going to let them come here. Donald Trump doesn't play that way. And thank God, he spent most of 2017 trying to do the best to please his people that voted for him. There's a lot of things he didn't get done, but he did get that tax bill done. And that eliminated parts of Obamacare. We need to totally eliminate that. Because it wasn't even really Obamacare. It was really the same plan that Hillary was peddling back in 1993. And it's the same. It's been drawn up by insurance companies a long, long time ago. And they just couldn't get it passed, and Obama's the one who they passed it through. George Bush messed up the medicine industry. He got in that old medicine thing, and now that's a big old racket. And I wrote Congress and told them back then, and I had my senators write me back and tell them that it was a good conservative plan from a good conservative president. And I think it was Chamberlain. I don't remember. It might have been the other one, but I think it was Chamberlain. Yeah, we're talking about years ago, so my mind is fuzzy on it. It was one or the other, but I believe it was Chamberlain that wrote me back and said it was a good conservative plan and a good conservative president. He wasn't a conservative. That smuck was a liberal. So, we all knew he was a liberal. Unfortunately, I vote fell for the liberal twice because I didn't want Al Gore and I didn't want that other thing. I didn't want John Kerry. But John Kerry and there's a song called Blood Brothers from Bruce Springsteen. John Kerry, and it's so idiotic. I mean, you had celebrities and Bruce Springsteen himself and out here literally flying on planes with John Kerry, and John Kerry was George W. Bush's blood brother from Skull and Bones. That's what idiots these people was. That's the reason I brought up Blood Brothers, because he had that song called Blood Brothers, and that's other songs called Blood Brothers, but the one I remember is Bruce Springsteen's Blood Brothers. And here this Bruce Springsteen was going around jetting around everywhere. He was jetting around trying to get John Kerry in office, and now they're all fighting bathroom policies and pushing that sick agenda to allow any creep to come in a bathroom, any creep they want to, like whether it's even a creepy woman or a creepy man. All they got to do is claim gender identification, and they say what they are, and that's what they are, and they can go in the different bathroom in some of them states. It's ridiculous. This man, I used to listen to him. I don't listen to him anymore. Another person I lost my interest, my like for this year was Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie has done nothing but run his mouth the whole year that Donald Trump was in office. I understand you got the right to your own political opinions, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who didn't like me because of the things that I say. Indeed, I know it. I pretty much have heard the grumbling behind my back, even by some family members. But you know something? That isn't going to stop me, because I've never been, and we ain't been called to be one way. Jesus wasn't a Republican. I hate to tell you people, but Jesus was not a Republican. Jesus was not a Democrat. Jesus was representing his own kingdom. And I'm not saying that everything I'm saying represents his kingdom. I'm just saying that you people are, just because I say something about presidents and stuff, these presidents deserve what they get said about. George H.W. Bush was a child molester who burnt children with battery acid and sticks. His son stirred up his hornet's nest and convinced us all that Iraq somehow was involved with, and I don't even know why anybody would have believed that. I mean, when I think about it, Bin Laden didn't even have anything to do with Iraq. Indeed, it's a different type of Islam. And why anybody even fell for that is beyond me. I didn't even think about all that back then. I kind of probably just went along with my days and whatever my days was doing. Back then, I guess it was chat rooms. Looking at the internet, creating wrestling websites, etc. And I didn't even sit down to even think about all this stuff. But now I think about it. I mean, really, what did Saddam Hussein have to do with Bin Laden? It ain't like they were handshaking buddies or something. Iran and Iraq hated each other. They tried to drag Iran into this conspiracy about 9/11. And there was a lot of talk. And I'm not one of them Israeli bashers. There's a lot of talk that the Israelis was involved with 9/11. But that's another story. And you can get mad at me. Jesus didn't kiss their butts. Why do you think they crucified him? I mean, I know it was his goal and his job, and he choicefully, that he could have stopped it at any time. But at the end of the day, on the earth level, and this is the part that people never get, on the earth level, you know why they got rid of him? They was afraid of him. Herod. You want to know why Herod wanted to kill him before he even got started? Because Herod said it. He said he's the son of God, and he's in threat of my kingdom. He was in threat of the religious orders as well. And when he made his statements and he went in, as you notice, about one of the last acts he does before they do this, is he goes in the temple and he throws out the money changers and he whips the money changers. So on the earth level, now on the spiritual level, that was all Jesus and God's plan. They even had their plan way back when. Back with Isaac and Abraham. Abraham and Isaac. When he was told to go up and make the sacrifice. And God wanted to see if he would spare his son or sacrifice his son, because he was going to do the same for Abraham and his line. So he went up to the hill and God told him to stop, and then God kept his promise and went ahead and sacrificed his son as the sacrificial lamb to save the entire everybody. So that's the way that worked. I didn't mean to get off on a religious rant, but I've had people turn against me. But Lionel Richie, I don't even know what he's mad about. I mean, I kind of do. Because they turned Obama into a black thing. Even though he was a mixed person, he literally looks like the man on the Egyptian paintings, in the Egyptian paintings. So that means he's more Arab than he is African, and I know Egypt is a part of Africa. I realize that. I get it. But still, Obama was a mixed person. He had white in him. He had Muslim in him, or whatever they call that. Persian or Arabian. I'm not sure which one he had. He was one or the other. He wasn't full black, that's for sure. So, all these old damn celebrities, they don't want to see America great again. I don't know why they hate America so much. I mean, it's what they got everything. If they had been living in Moscow, Russia in the 1980s under communism, they wouldn't have a damn thing. They'd be starving to death. They'd be out searching for bread and food and even their liquor and stuff. Since they all have to drink and stuff. They'd be out searching for that crap. Doing anything to get it. Living like animals instead of people. That's what America gave them. Them things that take their knees. They take their knees. And where would they be? I mean, I literally was listening to this guy, and he was on that show where they search for the past. It had Dr. Phil on there and this black dude that was an artist. And he traced his ancestors down. You know the thing he kept saying? Because his ancestors come on the very last ship that they brought him in. And he said, I was lucky to be here. Well, he might not even existed at all if they hadn't came. But, you know, he at least he acknowledged that he was lucky to be here. His chances of getting here depended on, what was it? There was thousands of them in captivity, and only 125 or something was selected. Dr. Phil's past was in that show also, by the way, and his people were slave owners, and he found that out. And one black man even killed one of his relatives. because he, and they figured, they didn't have no proof of it, but they figured that this man had two daughters, and one was younger, and the other one was a little older. They figured it must have something to do with their two daughters, because the man killed him, killed them. And it was a big old, it was on PBS. That was on PBS. Some show about where they go back and look at history of people. I wish I could even remember the man's name. I was kind of just listening to it. I was going to sleep, trying to go to sleep. I was just laying there listening to television in the background, so I couldn't see. I knew Dr. Phil, you know. I knew who Dr. Phil was. Because that man, his story was very interesting, and that's why I wished I knew who he was. Because he had a very interesting story, and about it just goes to show that he was really meant to be around. I mean, there was odds working against him. If all that little thing, and I guess every person's like that when you think about it. But his really did have a story to it. About how he come over, how his people come over, how they got together, and how it ended. And they even traced him down to his great-great-great-grandfather or something like that. And the man looked almost just like him. They found a picture of him. It was a very interesting story. It was like them documentaries I was watching. I'm going to close, because this will be about a 30-minute podcast now that I've recorded it. I'm going to go ahead and just say, but I've just about lost my use for the majority of the rock and pot people that I listen to, because they just hate their country so much, the country that has gave them everything, and there's stuff to not like. There's stuff to not. Police brutality isn't good, but neither is killing cops. That's just as bad as police brutality. Now, a lot of times these cops get into hostile situations with these people, and now they're scared to death. They're literally scared to death because they don't know what they're getting into when they go out to these situations. It's really sad all the way around. But don't hate your country over it. Try to make your country better. That's what Trump's trying to do. Despite what you people think, when he's making America great again, he's making it great for you too. You just don't get it. You don't get what's against you. You don't get the George Soroses of the world, the ones who are stirring all the pots. And he ain't alone. There's more of him. Indeed, he's probably an ant or a flea on the back of the big overall creature, which is the devil and the Antichrist. He's probably just a little flea on the butt of the entity that he's representing. George Soros is really nothing. And he's going to get nothing in his afterlife. Indeed, he's going to get the lake of fire and all that stuff if he don't repent. That's what George Soros has coming. He's nothing. He's a nothing. He's not even nothing. He is a something because he's causing all this trouble, but he's really still nothing. He's not even mattering in this whole thing. He thinks he matters, but he don't. He don't matter. He ain't nothing. He's just a flea on the demon. A flea on the devil's you know what. That's all he is. So I'm going to close. Thank you for listening. APFNS at Twitter. APSRmusic at gab.ai. And that's gab.ai. www.gab.ai. I tell that because many people don't know about it. And if you do, you've probably heard bad things about it, but it's really just a platform where anybody can get their view out there and not have to be worried about taking down over some political correctness BS stance or an NJW stance. You don't have to worry about that. SJW, Social Justice Warriors. Social Justice Warriors. You don't have to worry about that. Then there's APSR Music on Instagram. You say you've got to stand for something.
be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise.
Thank you for listening to the APS show on rockandroll100fm.com.
You've got
what? 2017 all rights reserved.